It's time for Speaking of Schools, our regularly scheduled check-in with the area school districts. And on this extremely special edition of Speaking of Schools, we are joined by an all-star cast from Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools. We have the Director of Healthful Living, Athletics, and Driver's Ed, Scarlett Steinert. We also have the Colbreth Athletic Director, John Evans. And we also have the man of the hour, Coach Jay himself, Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools legend, Coach Jay Johnny Miller. Thank you all for being here, first of all.
Thank you.
Thank you for inviting us.
Great to be here.
Yes.
Outstanding. Well, part of the reason we're here is because there was a pretty special moment that happened back in May for Coach Jay, and I would like to start just by hearing Coach Jay's rendition of how that afternoon went.
Well, I'll put it this way. We had a awards night, spring awards night, and we're handing out our awards, and it's outside. We had food trucks, a lot of parents, kids were there, and we're handing out awards, and there was this other award that was going to be handed out. Coach Evans asked me to come up, and I said, I already handed out my awards. We're okay. We're good. So then he was like, no, come on up here. So then we come up there, and they end up pulling down the string on the big surprise. And I turn around, and I look up, and who sees their names up in big signs saying, John Miller Sports Complex? And I fall to the ground because it's overwhelming. I thank the individuals that put it all together because I had no clue. You talk about a surprise. I could just fall to the ground and just look and just saw it and just almost cry.
Also saying that he was really cool because I was like crying and he had to like comfort me to get through it. But he was so cool and so smooth as usual, handling the moment.
Man, hey, I thank God for it. You guys are good and God's good. So
amen to that.
Yeah.
So Coach Miller, Coach Jay, sorry.
It's all right. It's all right.
What were you thinking when you saw that? Like how did you process that in real time? What did it mean to you?
What it meant was I keep moving forward. We want to keep moving forward, and I tell my athletes, keep moving forward, students keep moving forward, my teacher friends, hey, problems, let's just keep moving forward. So keep moving forward. You don't know who's watching you. And when I saw that sign, it told me that there was a lot of people that had my back, that support me in what I do and believe in what I do. And again, I thank them because that means that they have the same vision and I'm on the right path because they got a surprise moment out of me.
Which was really hard to do, by the way, and keeping that as a surprise.
We are visiting with Coach Jay Johnny Miller from Colbreth Middle School, also the Director of Healthful Living, Athletics, and Driver's Ed from CHCCS, Scarlett Steiner, and Colbreth AD John Evans. So I did want to back up a little bit and talk a little bit about like how this came about, what was the original motivation, and what steps had to be taken to make it happen.
Yes, we'd like to know that.
So this kind of started happening back in October. So I like to do things with vision teams. So we have, you know, some really incredible people, you know, in the Colbreth community that really help a lot of great things happen. And we were having like a vision team meeting. And at this point in time, I knew that I might not be back next year. I'm currently will be the new athletic director of Carrboro High School.
Congratulations.
And really wanted to make sure that somebody like John Miller, we really honored them. So we started talking and I was like, why don't we name the athletic facility after him? And what really tells you a lot is everybody immediately was like, absolutely. Like, if you could see my body language, everybody was like nodding like, that's a great idea. So I called Scarlett Steinert, you know, to kind of make sure, how do we go about doing this? And we started having some discussion. And at first, it was not going to be this year. It was just going to be some things we had in place. I wanted to make sure it was in place and was going to happen. And we had that done. And then kind of came back later and said, let's do it now. So had a family give a major contribution to our program. So it was a three-step process. So we did some huge branding at our school, and that was phase one. Then we repainted the score clock, and I remember John kind of walking over going, man, it's looking pretty good up here.
Being a football coach, yeah, it's like, we got a new scoreboard.
It's like, it's looking pretty good, him not knowing that was phase two. So then we started really talking. You know, we met with Andy Jinks. Scarlett was really instrumental in helping me go about, hey, how do we do this the right way? is one of those things, you know, I can't tell you enough about this guy, and if I hope you'll ask me about him, and I can really tell you why we're honoring him. But we really wanted to make sure this was classy and something also that would be done that he could enjoy. So Scarlett helped me, you know, get Andy Jinks involved, how we get social media, how we get people to come out and cover the event. And then it was keeping it quiet. Even the day they came in and installed it, the guy called me and was like, well, hopefully nobody will be out here today. And I was like, you can't blow this surprise today. You need to cover it up, make sure it's covered. We were able to get a lot of people that were very important to Coach out there. And then what an incredible day.
Yeah, it was awesome.
When we got to do that for him. What a moment. Probably the highlight of my athletic director career was getting to do that for him.
Outstanding. That's the voice of Colbreth Athletic Director John Evans and soon-to-be Carrboro High Athletic Director John Evans. We've also got Coach J. Johnny Miller and also the Director of Healthful Living and Athletics at CHCCS, Scarlett Steinert. Scarlett, I wonder if you could talk about a little bit about what it takes to make something like this happen from the administration side.
I will. Thank you. And thank you for hosting us today. We have several hundred coaches who come and go, you know, throughout the district. We have four middle schools and three high schools that have athletic programs. And we have coaches to come and go all the time. And I've been fortunate enough to be in the district for 15 years. And Johnny Miller, I've known at Colbreth. And he just exemplifies, really, first of all, an awesome teacher in the classroom. And what we want in our coaches, which is being in the building. And if you ask me, the first thing about Johnny Miller is he builds great relationships with students, staff, parents alike. And so when John Evans, it was definitely his idea, and the leadership at the school came and said, you know, we'd like to make this happen for Johnny. And I said, why not? You know, why would you not allow something like this, because we to go through facility namings, like building namings, there's a big long process, and it's board approved and all that, but athletic facilities, at this point we look for exemplars like you have in Johnny Miller and coaches. And for unfortunately most of the time those things happen when people leave programs. And so this is the first time in my experience as an athletic director that it's happened why he is still here. And I think it was a great opportunity to really lift up and how coaches who understand the sport yet leads by example in the school, being a teacher coach is a perfect way to really honor coaches and what they do on a daily basis for schools and especially for Johnny. And it's a big, you know, Johnny's a big mentor for many kids in Chapel Hill Carver City Schools.
And one thing to tie in with that, we wanted that to be done while he was still here, because so many times the building is named after somebody, they don't get to enjoy that. Plus, those kids, when they see that sign, know what that means now. They know about putting others first. And I'll talk more about that hopefully in a little bit about what really makes Coach J special. Is Coach J was never about Coach J. It was never about him. All you Ted Lasso fans out there, you know, there's some moment where it was like, it was never about me. Yeah. Well, that's John Miller in a nutshell. And we went over that with everybody when we named the facility. Now, when you see that sign, think about putting others first.
I'm glad that we got that clarified, because that was my next question. Actually, I'm worried somebody's going to be like tuning in the middle of this and be like, wait, what's going on with Coach J? Why are they celebrating Coach J? So you're not going anywhere anytime soon, right, Coach J?
No, I'm going to be here. I'll be here. I want the kids to be able to experience the message that's being sent with that sign. Again, that sign is, it means help others, help your neighbor. Because there's superstars in all of us. And that's, when I have kids, I see superstars. And when they see it themselves, I call it my $50,000 mark right there. It's not cash, but it's that right there is worth $50,000 plus more. And they know they got it, so.
That's the voice of Coach J. Johnny Miller from Colbreth Middle School. We've also got Colbreth AD John Evans here. And I know that you want to talk a little bit more about what makes Coach J so special. Before we get to that, I just want to chime in a little bit here that a lot of times I have a background in public education also, and I know that we have those special educators around a lot of times that make this huge difference. What we don't always have is those educators in the same spot for a really long time. And that's kind of like when you get, you know, you start talking like Hall of Fame credentials there when somebody's able to maintain it in one spot for that long. So I want to turn it over to AD John Evans to talk a little bit more about Coach J.
Well, I hope we have a long time, but I'll try to, you know, try to be short.
We have
short,
about 3 minutes, actually.
short and concise with this guy. But, you know, I'm going to first talk about the personal impact with me. I've known John since 2002. And really think a lot of my growth journey as a leader is very reflective of my experiences with him. You know, really learning his leaderships. It's not about you. It's about making others around you feel special and empowering them to be great. And he spoke to that a minute ago, but every one of his athletes feel like they're a superstar, and he treats everyone on the same. I've watched him several times after practice working with a child just to help them to get something basic as correct running technique, you know, and just pouring into them. And then kids will see me out and about, hey, Coach Evans, is Coach J still there? I'm like, he's still doing great. And please tell Coach we said, hey. You know, I knew a lot of my former students follow me on LinkedIn. When I put it out there, they went nuts. And they wrote out and said, you know, Coach, we've already made this viral. Everybody is just so happy and so excited to see this done. But just a little bit about John Miller. First of all, he's in the classroom. You know, does an exceptional job. You'll find all the teachers in the school revere him because he's always doing the hard work behind the scenes. There'll be times I'll look at Jay, and I'm like, Jay, have you even eaten today yet? And he's like, no, and it's 2:30, because he spent his lunch period helping a kid. You know, nobody sees that. Nobody's giving you a pat on the back. He's just behind the scenes helping a kid get it figured out. You take that onto the athletic field and what he's done as a football coach. He's had one of the best records in school history with the football team. They actually went on to play for the state title at Carver High School. I think a lot of the work he and his staff at that time did an unbelievable job. And then as a track coach, you go into our gym, you'll just see championship after championship. And a lot of that is because kids just want to come out and be on his team and play for him. So that's a lot of the success you're having is just kids wanting to come out and be with him. So I know I was very short under the gun with that, but this is an incredible human being. And I can tell you personally, for me, I am a better leader and a better man and a better human being because of knowing John Miller.
I'm honored from all that. Thank you.
It's the truth, brother.
It's Colbreth AD John Evans. Also have the legend Coach J. Johnny Miller from Colbreth, and we've also got the Director of Healthful Living and Athletics from CHCCS, Scarlett Steinert. Thank you all so much for being here. We're celebrating the renaming of the sports fields, the Johnny Miller Athletic Complex. So congratulations again.
All right.
And thank you all so much
Woo-hoo!
For being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.